You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 1023 KRMG.
We're coming back to live action. Detweiler on this first play of the fourth quarter drops back to pass with an empty backfield, tries to make it out to the unable Wills Jr. to make that catch. There's a flag on the play. We're going to send it down here to see what they're going to call. One of the linemen was hustling downfield to make a block, and in football, that's not legal. So they're going to move him back. It's going to be about first and 15. So the Moore Lions now are going to have a first and 15 ball on the 32-yard line with a minute 50 or 11:55 they left in the ball game. So the Redskins tonight on a happy homecoming with the Moore Lions and a big lead going into this fourth period. So Detweiler resets his team. He's going to fake handoff up in the middle, play action, and just not it, out in front of Abel. He's not able to come up with it. And Sean DeBose, I'm telling you, was about to unwrap that present.
Man, that looked like a gift wrap just right in front of him. And he had to dive for it, but he was so close to it. That is just a great play, good effort, just didn't quite come up with it on it.
That's why he's a defensive back and not a wide receiver.
Well, there is a good point to that. He's still out there in good position, but Detweiler takes his guys and says, let's start it again. So he takes the snap here, fakes the handoff up inside and keeps it himself. Picks up just a couple there on second down. Off to the right side, that's Trey Thompson with the tackle. So that's going to bring up a third. The down marker over there was one behind, so that's going to bring down a third and 13, it looks like.
A couple new faces in the game, too. We got JT McLeod playing cornerback. Got number 26 in the game, Daylon Figures. We've seen him a few times this year.
Kevin Ett on the far side at corner.
Detweiler's back to take this pass. They're going for a long down the peel. It's a duck. Abel, I think he stepped out. Oh, my goodness. Abel was catching the ball in position about the 50-yard line, so just enough to pick up the first down, and that thing was like a punt. It came out of Detweiler's hand, the worst pass he's thrown tonight, and catches the ball, but in order to catch the ball, he had to take a step back and steps out of bounds.
Well, and that's, you know, it comes down to field awareness, knowing exactly where your feet are. He had his feet set in the field. He didn't really need to take that step back, but he did, and that's what caused that incompletion.
He sure did, and that's what made it go out. So, great punt back, and, again, Jack is the guy back there to make the catch, and he makes the catch on the second try. He bobbles it just a little bit, but he goes ahead and brings it in, and the Union Redskins will take over on the 21. Oh, to 26. Looks like we've got a quick timeout maybe down on the field. I'm not sure what's going on. We don't have enough time to take a break, so maybe see if we can get you a few of the scores from around the state. I don't know that anything's changed since the last time we looked, but we'll hit a quick refresh on the screen on News on 6 is where we go for this and see what we can come up with. Looks like Jinx is up 52-21. Broken Arrow 27-14 over Westmore, 42-14 Mustang over Edmond North. We got a new quarterback in the game. They're going to hand it off right up on the inside. Great drive, good push by this line of scrimmage, and that's going to be Kevion Cooper, number 25 in the ball game, looks like. So good push there by Kevion in the line of scrimmage, trying to move the pile. And Tyler Fisher is that quarterback who took that snap and handed it off. So I think they said he was a sophomore, right?
I believe that's what Doc said.
I think he's
junior.
Junior.
So Tyler's going to take this snap as he moves the line of scrimmage. Motion to the left. Hand off to the left side. Out to the corner. Breaks out to the corner. Gets just enough for the first down. Another Kevion Cooper there for the run again. And number 14, or B.J. Abel, is another guy we've read his name off a few times tonight.
Cameron Cox out there on the tackle on that left side had a great seal block to let him get out around on the end.
Very good. Good spot there by Meyer Johns. Boys, tonight you've got Zach Jones doing the color Typically, he does the color. Tonight, he's doing the play-by-play. See, I'm so used to doing the color. The Richard Johns boys are doing the spotting, and Doc Blevins down on the field. Another handoff there. Going up in the middle is the drive. Just maybe a couple yards picked up there for Kevion Cooper.
And now we're seeing Avery Alverson check in on the wide receiver spot, and it looks like on the wide side of the field. On the near side of the field, but he is wide out.
See, that's a flood little trickery, split. Huh?
Yeah, right. You gotta paint it.
Juan Ramirez is your new center in the game, so we've got a couple new of the big gentlemen up front going for the push.
They got Gage Wright at the right tackle.
The snap is back and handoff to Kevion again up the middle. He's going to pick up about four on that one, right up the middle there. Third down and six is your downage. Got 8 minutes and 56 seconds left in the fourth period. 51-3. The Redskins are up over the lineage.
Downage.
You know.
Okay.
Downage in the lineage.
Looks like Tyler's got a heck of a hard count. He's the whole defensive line of scrimmage jumped on his hard count, and he looks to the sideline, gets the play, takes a snap, drops back to pass. Out to the outside to number 22, makes the bobbling catch, and it's going to be incomplete.
Man, Jordan Flood took that, just kind of curling off to the right side to the down on the line, and he was in pretty tight coverage, passed a little bit underthrown, made some good hands on there and almost came down with it, but good defensive play by Moore to break it up.
I tell you, that's a tough play to make, and there's only a couple receivers in the NFL that make that catch with big, strong hands, and that's all you have in the opportunity there, is big hands to make it, and just deflected enough. So the Redskins are going to have to punt. So 8:52 left in this game. The Redskins line up here for a punt. Number 10 is back for the Lions. Looks like Dalton.
Dylan Buckheit.
That's right. Dalton was above him. Ooh, almost blocked off the foot.
They said it was tipped.
Good hustle downfield to knock that ball down it that's Brock Bybee. So Brock downs that one. That's going to be Lions ball on the 39-yard line with eight minutes left in this ball game.
Well, and Noah Rauschenberg went down because they hit his leg as he was coming around. Aramis Warford came around the far side of the play. Hit Noah's foot as he was kicking it. They said they made contact with it. Maybe they did, but he hobbled off a little bit. Hope Noah's all right.
I think he hobbled. He's going to walk that one off. So let's see if we got a new cue in the game, and we do for the Lions tonight. I get a call from my spotter to see who that is.
It's still Detweiler.
Is it? Yep. His number's ruffled up a little bit. Thought we saw a new one there. So
he's been hit a couple times.
hand that one off to Fogel up in the middle again, trying to pick up a few tonight. Haven't seen much for him this evening on that run game up in the middle, but they consistently try to get a couple extra yards.
Got a quick update to you from H.A. Chapman Stadium at Skelly Field. 27-23 right now, SMU over Tulsa. Rick Corey out there.
Detweiler sets his guys too tight, one wide to the right, drop back to pass. The ball is up, and great defensive play out there. Looks like number 31. We'll see if that is the case.
Kevin Evett
is the guy that knocks that away. And I'll tell you what, they've been trying to go to Braden Sloan all night long, and that's the zip code, and Kevin makes a great play on it.
Absolutely, and it was very, very similar to the play that you saw Jordan try to make down here. Had it in his hands, and Kevin just came in and broke it up. It did. It absolutely did.
Well, Detweiler takes it third down and eight. They're going to fake the handoff, drops it into the tight end, and the tight end is not able to hang on to it. Oh, my goodness. Looks like Antonio Daniels is the guy they tried to fake the handoff to the inside and just do a quick pop skinny post right down the middle, and he's just not able to, and I'm telling you, went right through his hands.
But one of the things you're seeing on those last two plays, that one and the one before on the fade route, is you see really good speed from the Moore Lions, because Detweiler was only taking a 1-2-step drop and then popping it off. Good job for them to get out that far.
There's this going to step back and punt. Detweiler's the punter, so he takes a little Aussie-style run to the right. And the ball goes downfield. He didn't get quite the 20-yard roll on this one he did the last time. So the Moore Lions down this one on the 29-yard line. So the Redskins will take over. And it is 7 minutes and 24 seconds left in this one, guys. And it's been all Union.
Yeah, absolutely. Union's been taking control of things. The defense has really been stepping up as we've gotten the twos in there, a couple of threes in there. And just like we saw, you know, when we were playing Edmund North a couple weeks ago, and they made that goal line stand. They're standing tall and really being proud of what it means to be a Redskin, man. They're playing hard.
If you had been here last week at the Wausau game, you would have seen it there, too.
Tyler Fisher lines his guys up. He fakes the, you know, takes the handoff right up in the midside. And this looks like Ronald Herndon, right?
Heron.
Ronald Heron actually was in the Prince and Princess Court this evening for homecoming. He's in the King's Court. I'm not sure which one of the, if he was the shepherd or the crook or the.
He was at least an escort.
At least, okay. He was out there at halftime while the rest of the team was.
He's been busy. Play a little football. Be a little.
It takes a big man, right? He didn't have to play in the band tonight, but he got to go out for the halftime show.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to hold a girl's arm, walk out to halftime, and, you know, parade around a little bit. Be a good sport.
Tyler lines his guys up. He's going to hand off in the backfield. Oh, my goodness, it's Dunlap. At the time he handed that off to Heron. Dunlap was in the backfield at the mesh point. That doesn't happen too often.
But then he makes a half-yard gain. I don't know how, but somehow he still got a little bit of yardage on that play.
Well, here it is. 6. Tyler Fisher at the helm. Looks to the sideline to get this play. He's got twins to the left, one to the right. And 6 yards to make a first down with 6 minutes left in this fourth quarter. I'm sure he would love anything more, wouldn't love anything more than to put some points on the board. He takes a snap, looks left. Pass is complete, out to the outside, number 33.
Siadan.
I love it. He made 2 great catches this evening so far, and he's going to get his names in the books, and we're going to remember him as we go forward. So, good.
He's a senior.
Great job there of just getting the ball out of your hands and picking up the first down.
And Yosef Maruf is now in the game on the near side of the field playing receiver.
Great job there, Mr. Johns. I'm glad you were here this week. First down and 10. Tyler takes the snap, hands off up in the inside. Ronald is fighting and not getting anywhere. It looks like they might give him one.
Good night. His legs never stopped moving in that entire play. Pushed down, and he still makes something. Doc, what do you got?
Talked to Noah, our punter, our kicker, rather, and he says his foot's a little sore, but he didn't even go to the training table. He's wanting to be okay.
What did he do to his foot, Doc?
A defender hit his foot.
Oh, on the block punt. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't see him go down. I heard you say that the punt was blocked, but I didn't see that he hit his foot. Well, Tyler's going to take the ball here. 2nd and 8, handoff on the outside. Ronald knocks the guy right at the line of scrimmage, breaks loose, and still picks up 2 or 3.
That's 3 plays in a row where he's been hit at or behind the line of scrimmage and still gets positive yardage. Talk about an exciting kid to watch. Ronald Heron is really making a name for himself here in the fourth quarter, working hard.
Well, you're seeing the Moore Lions still have a whole bunch of their ones in the game, and the Redskins are fighting for 2s and 3s. Tyler's looking over the sideline. He's got his team lined up, looking for the play from the Q coach. He's got his call, twins to the right. He takes the snap, drop backs the pass. Low, just through the hands. Looks like he wanted to go downfield just before he made the catch. That, again, is Siadan. Siadan out there is trying to make a catch and look like he maybe made a move too quick.
It's great to see these guys that are seniors that have waited all their career to have these time.
And it's homecoming, right?
Yeah.
So not a better time to let these seniors play than a game like this, right?
That's right.
We got a platoon substitution because we got a punt. So the Redskins are going to have to punt with 4th and 5. We've got 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter. Redskins lead 51-3. The punt is up, and it's a beauty. Down the field to the 26. Fielded there, and he goes nowhere. So that's going to be a
25-yard punt.
25-yard punt with a 0 return. We're going to maybe take a – no, I don't think we can take a quick break, so we're going to keep it here. So we've got 51-3, 3 minutes and 52 seconds. And like we said, what do you, any nostalgia coming back from homecoming or anything you want to bring back, Mr. Richard?
I was never at the court.
No?
No.
Doc Blevins, any great homecoming stories you remember? Want to bring back and tell us?
Well, I didn't play football, but my senior year, our team got beat 81-0 on homecoming, so it wasn't really good. Good memories.
But Doc, I hope the dance was good.
I went to Rogers, so I was used to that stuff.
Oh, shots fired.
Detweiler is still in the game here at the quarterback, and it's first and first down. They run the ball up in the middle. And as they go, right back to Fogel in the middle. And we've got a couple new names again on the defensive line of scrimmage, so we'll get you a couple of those. Number 90, number 91.
90 looks like Dontez Chapman.
97.
Darius Murdoch is 91, and 97 still Dak Whittle.
All right, so we got a couple new names. Detweiler takes a snap, drops straight back to pass. Out to the right side, got a man open. Abel is the man on the spot, makes the catch. Just a great out route, about a 15-yard out route, makes the catch for a first down. Number 26 out there trying to make the tackle.
And good try by Cameron Watts, a sophomore, trying to get a jump up, tip the ball, and doesn't quite get high enough, but it was a really good effort. He came close.
And Daylon Figures is the guy out there making the tackle. Just put a lick on him, but still enough to pick up the first down. So Detweiler resets his men. Looks like number 44 should be a linebacker, but he's going to go motion and run wide out. He's coming split out to the left here. A fake handoff. Try to run a quick screen pass out. Great tackle again by Daylon.
The closing speed is amazing.
Tell you what, he came from the safety position. They underneath faked the route, and Daylon closed like the front door.
Daylon's been, you know, making big plays so far this year. Every game that we've been in, he's made a big play. He's come in a couple of times when we needed him in the first team. He's an exciting kid to watch. He's a junior. I think he's going to be really good.
Detweiler resets his men, trips right. Running back in the backfield is number 33, a new guy. Detweiler's out to the right, rolling. Man in the middle is number 44, the newer gentleman we just saw the last play.
Troy Robinson.
There we go, Troy Robinson.
And there was busted coverage on that. They weren't sure who was covering because they ran a crossing route. And the younger players got a little confused out there.
That'll happen. You know, if sometimes what happens is you run the plays over and over and over practice, and then even sometimes in the JV games, right, the Monday games or whatever, and then you get to the big screen, and what happens is you forget what you were supposed to do. So Detweiler resets, third down and 7 with 2 minutes left in this ball game. He rolls to the right. Ball is up again, trying to go to Sloan. Overthrows Sloan on the outside, so the one opportunity Sloan had to make the catch this evening, he wasn't able to catch it, and Cameron Watts is out there on the coverage for the Redskins.
Yeah, Cameron and Sean DeBose both playing really hard out there. Zach, thoughts on player of the game so far?
We got three more touchdowns by Shamari.
Man, you got Jordan Kelly getting that, just being in the right spot at the right time. Darius Boone making good plays all, you know.
I mean, just for sheer sake of me stealing again, I still think Shamari, but I don't know. What do you guys think? Well, you want to split it around? We'll share it. We share it, Doc. Detweiler's back to punt here. He's on the move. Wassey-style punt. And Jack running catch on that one. I don't know if I'd have done that if I was him, but he did. Made a great catch on that one. It's going to be down at the 26-yard line for the Redskins to take over. With 1:52 left in this ball game, the Redskins are in the lead, 51-3.
Jordan Kelly plays tough, you know, anyway. His first chance to get a touchdown.
I like it. Homecoming, yeah. First score of the game, set the tone.
He's been our player of the game once before. He talks great on the field. I like him. Big guy, 300 pounds, senior.
What do you think, Doc? Oh, we can come down to you now. Go ahead, take it away, Doc.
Hey, I want our fans to look across and see how many fans from the other team came, and I'm not criticizing them, but it's mostly just parents. We play a tough Norman North team next week. They're going to have a full house. Everybody has full house when Union comes. It's like when the Yankees with Mickey Mantle used to, you're going to fill the ballpark when you go. And the more people we have there next week, the better it is for the kids. So let's everybody make plans to get down to Norman and see that game next week.
You convinced me, Doc. I'm going.
That's good advice, Doc. It always feels good to play in front of some of your own fans, especially in a hostile environment. And Norman North not always has the best team. The last few years we've seen them building and building, and I think they probably feel like they have a chance.
But, you know, the Union fans, they usually do. They support the team.
They travel well.
They really do.
And when it's only an hour and a half, it's not like they have to drive. And even when we went to South Lake, we still had quite a few. The Booster Club filled one or two buses. So we had quite a few people down at that game even. So, well, as they join the victory formation this evening, 52 seconds left, 51-3. The Redskins are going to take this one away, and we can start wrapping up some of these scores from around the league. Mustang is up 51-14 on Edmond North. Broken Arrow, 27-14 on Westmore. Jinx, 52-21 on Edmond Memorial. Southmore is down on Norman North, 49-21. And Yukon is down on
Norman High.
Okay, just Norman, 36-22. Another one, that's gonna do it, folks. That's one play left to do a victory formation. They're not going to take a snap. So with 12 seconds left, they're going to go ahead and shake hands in the middle. It's going to do it, 51-3. And your Union Redskins win their homecoming matchup this evening against the Moore Lions, 51-3. And you're listening to Union Radio News 102.3 AM 740 KRMG. We'll be back in a second to wrap it up.